Blog Talk Radio. Zoe Moon, diving into the show. It is August 13th, and I am covering the week from Thursday to Thursday, August 13th through the 20th. And in this week ahead, I believe we have two major areas of focus. Yes, we are in the last part of Saturn in Scorpio, so some of that is still in focus for everybody. But what it seems like to me that we are going to be concentrating on in these next 7 days is the Leo part of the sky and the Virgo part of the sky and where that lands for everybody, which I will go through by sign. All right, so the Leo part is everything that we're really doing to deal with our creative needs and our love life and anything going on with the kids and fun. And in the Leo part of the sky, we have Mars recently entered into this part of the territory, which is, you know, really bringing a lot of activity in this area. Maybe some anger, some blowouts so that you clear the air or move on. Venus is retrograding there, so definitely there are some things either slowing down or going away when it comes to love or income opportunities, or something involving women or beauty. But there's also a big trend to going back and reclaiming something or someone in that area. So here we have Mars stirring the waters to get something to happen, Venus retrograde taking us back to either rework it, revise it, reconnect with it, or release it. And then we are going to have the new moon land on this on Friday the 14th. For you guys listening live, that is tomorrow. So new moons give us 2 weeks of major push forward. And so, yeah, forward, crazy activity, backwards, all mixed up together. You wanted it to be clear, right? And a new moon is the sun and moon coming together on the same degree. So this means there's a lot of personal planetary energy here. The moon, the sun, Mars, and Venus, all conspiring. And when we look at this week ahead, we're going to have three major days that stand out. We're going to have this new moon day on Friday the 14th, which is going to kind of give us that momentum to start to move things in some new direction or to take things to the next level and whatever it is we're already involved in. Then on Saturday the 15th, the sun will come and sit on top the same degree as Venus retrograde. So they're meeting. They're having a little powwow on Saturday. So Friday and Saturday are both very powerful for giving a kick in the pants to the new direction or the next level that you want to go with the love life, the lover, the creative project, the kids, or the fun, or the women from the past, or the income situations, okay? And then on Wednesday the 19th, Venus retrograde is going to align with Uranus. So, you know, and it's a positive alignment, thank goodness, right? So this is kind of like a little bit of excitement or a little bit of surprise that should be something that you enjoy. It could be about being spontaneous and in the moment and that going really well when it comes to the love, the kids, the creativity, or the fun. So you definitely want to kind of either put yourself out there and try something different or a new approach on Wednesday, or you want to be receptive to what comes down the pike on that day. So, a lot, right? I mean, this is definitely a very powerful week for focusing on Leo energy and what Venus is doing there, what the moon is doing there, what the sun is doing there. And although Mars isn't kind of showing up to jib jab at it this week, which might be a good thing because I've heard from a lot of people that as it first moved in here, we had like a lot of kind of blowouts. Maybe this is the week to kind of mend things or take that blow up as your signal to move it along because this is a chapter that you're ready to put behind you. So there we have that. And then the other part of the sky that's going to be very active in this week ahead is that we are going to have a trigger date activated for next month's solar eclipse, which happens on the 13th of September. So what is that? Well, there is a day that falls up ahead of that eclipse that we tend to see a percentage of the population activated with the themes of what that eclipse is going to be about. So you may be one of those people. I know I personally a lot of times get triggered, at this earliest date. So it's definitely something to pay attention to. Solar eclipses are extremely powerful. It is new moon energy that we are going to have next month, but it is, amped up by about 300%. And it is going to give you that push in the new direction. This is going to be in Virgo, but it's going to, quote unquote, eclipse something out to make that new start or that next level thing happen. Now, people always are like, kind of panicking when they hear that. I don't want anything to eclipse out. Well, how do you know? Maybe you're going to eclipse out a bad habit. Maybe you're going to eclipse out an outdated mode of thinking. Maybe you're going to eclipse out, a situation that you really need to move past to get the great growth in this area of the sky. Remember that Virgo is where Jupiter just entered. So we have Mercury and Jupiter working in this week ahead, and then an eclipse trigger point, all kind of focusing on bringing something into that new next level when it comes to Virgo themes. Virgo themes are our work. If you've had some kind of, I know I could tell you right now, five people close to me that I know that are going through major work shifts. Jupiter moves into this part of the sky, and immediately, because this is the most beneficial energy that we resonate with, it immediately will start to move, try to push something out of the way if it's not going to be the best thing for you in this year ahead. You're in one of your most opportune years ever to take your work to the next level. So, you want to kind of be open to anything going on that needs to change in this area. And if things are stable, then there may be some really big, important, communications or ideas floating around over this weekend. So we're actually being activated on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th. And the reason it's 2 days is that Mercury in Virgo is going to form an alliance with Pluto on Saturday the 15th. This is very powerful. It's very powerful for the news that comes your way, very powerful for the talks or the meetings or the big decisions you're making. It can be about sales, your writing, the agreements, the negotiations, the interviews, the auditions. So you want to keep your ear open and you want to ask for what you need to ask for. You want to get in there and talk and meet about it and make your choices or at least start to mull them over. Communication is key on Saturday. And excuse me, the linkage to Pluto, it means that this is very powerful and transformative and it's under a very positive alignment. Yay. So, this may bring some kind of deeper, potential for the work you're here to do. It may bring a better viable financial situation in your day-to-day job. It may bring some kind of powerful change with coworkers or people you hire or the paperwork involved. So any of this work stuff, Saturday kicks this off in a very powerful way. Now, Virgo doesn't just rule our work, it also rules our health. So again, you may, this weekend may be about your work. It may be about the health side of things. You know, what do you, who do you need to talk to? Do you need to schedule appointments? Do you need to look up and ask people for references? Is there a trainer, a nutritionist, a doctor, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, a Reiki worker? You know, whatever, whatever can get you feeling better. You know, Saturday is extremely powerful for the communications that can transform this side of life. Work, health, these are Virgo themes. Paperwork, a Virgo theme. Animals, you know, is your focus really on animals right now at this point in your life? Is it about your pets or is it about animal charities or rescue or you know, causes on an international level, whatever it is for you guys, you know, we love our animals. And so if there's something calling you to that, it's, again, very powerful day for, you know, connecting with others and making changes or starting to put things in motion towards that change. So we have that beginning on Saturday. And then on Sunday, that is our solar eclipse trigger date. So if you are going to then be one of those people who are triggered, you may see some opportunity to then move towards this major new direction that will definitely be opening up in September, mid-September onward. And if this happens, you will see what is going to be eclipsed out to make way for this. So again, with the job, the health, the pets, the coworkers, the people you hire, or the paperwork. So two extremely different sides of our life, the fun and creativity and love and kids and enjoyment with Leo, and the being of service and the work we're here to do and health. And I should also say with Virgo, you know, if you've been feeling like you're on this organizing kick or you want to clean out all the closets or your basement or whatever, the kids' room, I don't know. You know, Virgo is definitely in charge of that too. So you might feel compelled to get in there with the ammonia and do something in the weekend. And that, it's all good, you know, go for it. It could transform your life. So that's our overview. And I'm going to start with Leo. This is our last week to start with Leo. Next week we will be starting with Virgo. So let's run through the signs starting with Leo. Leo, in this week ahead, all this focus on fun and creativity and loving kids is about you. So honestly, it should be having a powerful impact on the choices you're making right now with your life. Are you trying to let go of some connection or situation from, you know, that you've been involved with for a long time or from the past so that you can move in this new direction with love or creativity or fun or kids? Or are you trying to go back and nurture something and reconnect and see if there's some spark there or some potential? Maybe it's a creative project you laid down or, you know, or a past lover that, you know, you really feel connected to. Or is there something current? Are you in a stable creative or love or kids situation and you really want to kind of rework something or, you know, move it forward in some new way tied to past situations? I know it's complicated, isn't it? But honestly, I don't feel like Leo can mess this up because you have everything covered in the past. You have a beautiful do-over right now with Mercury retrograde. Venus is definitely an easy, loving energy, and she is helping you release what you need to release. She's helping you to move towards what you need to move towards. She's all about making money or being in love or spreading the love or doing things for women or beauty and art and all of that. And she's all over you right now. And then Mars is helping you, you know, kick it to the next gear and get angry if you need to stand up for yourself. But get physical, get passionate, get motivated. And now we have this new moon on the 14th, Friday the 14th, which opens up your best two-week window of the year to start to move into the new direction you want to go or to take what's going on now to that next level. So show up, get involved, and note that in this week ahead, your three major playing days for this are Friday the 14th, Saturday the 15th, when you meet up with that Venus retrograde and have a chance to, you know, give that fresh new momentum to that past situation. And then Wednesday the 19th, when something exciting gets into the mix, tied to travel, legal, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational pursuits, religion or politics or weddings, anything in that higher-minded, expansive part of the sky. When it comes to the Virgo serious side of things for Leo, this is about earning money. It's about being valued. It's about making purchases, and it's about your possessions and what you're doing with them. So this weekend is really the key time. If there's going to be, you know, opportunities to talk, to meet, to hear the news or the offer, to sign agreements, to make sales, to make decisions, you know, to interview, to audition, anything that can open up the communications lines and help you, you know, ask for what you need or pitch those ideas, they're going to land in a very powerful way with other people, and they're going to have a transformative quality to them that should be beneficial for you long term. And I would just say, get in there and speak what it is you need to speak, or ask for what you need to ask for when it comes to your earnings, your purchases, your possessions, and know that some of the transformation is happening in that sixth house arena of the job, the coworkers, the paperwork, the health, the pets, the people you hire. And if you are going to be triggered with eclipsing something out to make that the beginning of this new push forward in this part of the sky, you're going to see that happen on Sunday the 16th. For Virgo, this new moon energy, this Leo focus for you with kids and creativity, creative projects, love, lovers, and fun, it's all happening behind the scenes in some kind of mystical, inspired, or retreative, isolated kind of way. It's kind of a very interesting part of the sky for you with this stuff. So a lot of focus here in this week ahead. It means that you can, you know, kind of pull back and research and develop and see some really good things start to roll along. You can focus on healing or dealing and facing addictions or getting to a hospital and dealing with that. You can focus it on anything with forward momentum that would be about romantic getaways or clandestine romance, anything involving your artistic side. So, you know, those creative projects can get very artistic in the weeks ahead. You know, you want to kind of delve into the film, the music, the painting, the sculpting, the poetry, whatever that muse energy is. And it's also a spiritual field. So there may be some really, you know, positive potential here for maybe you decide you want to start the kids in a meditation class or yoga, or you want to, you know, add it to something that you're doing with your lover, or maybe you're going to fall in love with somebody you meet in a spiritual place, you know, or there's something creative going on here. So the more you get in touch with that side of yourself, obviously you probably are ready, but this can help you take that to the next level. So new moon on the 14th, which is Friday, and you have a 2-week window. So you want to launch in those areas to further anything creative or in the love field or with fun or kids. And then you're going to have that meetup with Venus retrograde on Saturday, giving you that chance to either let go of something or someone, or to go back and reconnect with someone from the past or some situation and pick it back up, or to take whatever you're currently involved with and revise it in some way. And then Wednesday the 19th brings the excitement to the table, the surprise, the awakening tied into some of this. And it's coming either aligned with your financial, you know, not so much your income, but, you know, the backer or the investment or the insurance or the, you know, loan or whatever, you know, the commissions, the royalties, whatever that outside financial thing is. Or there is also a very strong alignment here to the sexual side of your nature. So there might be something really kind of wild and wonderful going on Wednesday. And then on the opposite flip side of that, it can also bring some kind of positive alignment into the divorce realm if that's where you find yourself right now. Then when we look at all the energy piling up in Virgo for Virgo, obviously it's about you guys, and this weekend is extremely powerful for you guys. So it's aimed at you. What do you want to do? You know, is it about your body? Is it about your image, your brand? Are you developing something there? Are you putting it out there? Is it about, you know, getting in there physically, personally on something? Is it about your signature on something? Is it your name, your title, your image? You know, what is it you want to kind of focus on? Saturday the 15th is going to bring this potential to either meet somebody or talk with somebody or, you know, decide something. Or maybe you're going to hear an offer or some news that will kind of tilt you in the right direction. And it's aligning amazingly well with any kind of powerful transformation going on with lovers, with kids, with creative potential and projects and anything fun. And then if you are going to be triggered with this solar eclipse trigger date, it'll happen on Sunday the 16th. And at that point, you're ready to quote unquote eclipse something out. Involving you, again, something that's been going on with your body or your image or your name or your title or your brand or some kind of personal need or your signature on something, and move forward in this major fresh way, powerful new direction or next level up that you can go. The eclipsing should be a very beneficial thing for you. So again, if you want to release a bad habit or put some kind of issue you've been going through for a long time with your physical nature or your name, maybe you've been married, maybe you've been single, or your title, you know, you're ready for this change. So you might note some of this happening over this weekend of the 15th, 16th, and if not, it's definitely coming mid-September onward. So there you have it for Virgo. For Libra, you know, all this Leo energy is social for you guys. So in this week ahead, a lot of the potential to either go back and reconnect, reclaim, release, you know, let go, whatever it is, if you're, you know, ready to move on, or if you really want something again from the past, it's focused on your friends, your group affiliations, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings, events, and parties, anything that brings you in alignment with your soul group. Or if you feel like you're ready to move past a certain soul group or one key individual, you know, this it's all about where you feel yourself in this situation and what you're ready for. And, you know, this part of the sky is also, it's about our freedom, it's about our original ideas and inventions, and it's also about our personal aspirations. Somehow they all kind of seem to weave in with these souls that incarnate with us in mass. So, you know, it's a really important week to look at where you want to go now in some of these areas. So you have this new moon on Friday the 14th, and it gives you your best two-week window of the year to either move into something brand new or to take things to the next level in what you're involved in. So you might make a new friend or join a new group or start something new online or et cetera, or you might just really get in there and push for that next level with some of these things. On Saturday the 15th, we have the solar-Venus retrograde combination. They're getting together on the same degree. So this is giving you that chance to kind of meet up with the woman or the income opportunity or the love or the kids or the creativity that's tied in with all of this, and either let it go or rework it, revise it, reconnect in some way. And then by Wednesday the 19th, that surprising, exciting energy comes and aligns in a beautiful fashion, which is bringing in a key individual into the mix. So it's relationship part of the sky, which means this could be a romantic partner, a business partner. It could be a client. It could be a specialist. It could be a representative like an agent or attorney. It could even be a competitor or opponent, but under this positive alignment, it's giving you that opportune door is open moment to say goodbye or to revise the story so that you can let go in a better way or to rework it in some way. So that's your Leo part of the sky. And then when we look at Virgo for Libra, it's all happening in that behind the scenes arena for you guys. So, you know, this weekend is your time for this, Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th. And it is about either hearing something, you know, that you get some information behind the scenes or in secret or private, or it's about kind of the research and the information that you can dig up that is going to benefit you, or it is about a secret you hear or that is revealed. It's about something going, some information. Maybe it's a you meeting with somebody over that romantic inclination or over the spiritual interest or the artistic project or the healing or hospital matter. Anything that is in that 12th house, this is definitely the time to talk, to meet, to hear the news, the offer, sign the agreements, make the sales right, make decisions. And it's going to have a very powerful transformative alignment to either what can happen in the home or how the home is affected, what's going on with roommates, with moves, with renovations, real estate deals, or with family, parent, you know, kind of early childhood stuff tied in with this. So you do want to be open to hearing things or talking about it. And then if you are going to be triggered early with the solar eclipse that happens next month, then you would have that happen on Sunday, which means you're now ready to eclipse something out and start to move in a bold new direction or next level when it comes to research, development, healing, hospital, spiritual practices, romance, artistic projects, anything that is magical or psychic or karmic. So kind of very powerful, very powerful weekend for you guys. Scorpio, you know, all this Leo energy in this week ahead, definitely focused on your career, your reputation, your fame, anything that has to do with big personal goals or has to do with people of, you know, notoriety or higher up than you, the authority type figures, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, those types. So you have a lot of potential to get out there in a very big way in this week ahead. And, you know, it's about your creative projects or your creative talents or your love life, if that's the big goal, or the kids, if that's the big goal, or having fun. I hope you guys are having fun. So you have new moon momentum that starts to kick in on Friday the 14th. It's giving you a massively big open door for the next 2 weeks. That will help you if you catch that wave and you work with it. So you do want to start to think where you want to go and really be in there personally doing what you can. On Saturday the 15th, you're going to have your powwow with Venus retrograde. So you're showing up. You're in there either, you know, with something from the past or ongoing, and you're kind of either getting rid of somebody or something there, or you're revising something, or you're reworking it, or you're trying to reconnect with somebody from the past. And this is Venus themed in all of this. So this is love or income opportunities or women or beauty in the mix with your goals and your career and those authority figures. And then on Wednesday the 19th, you have this, you know, excitement in the air, which means something really wonderful or interesting can happen tied to all of this that is coming from either your job, your work opportunity, or the work you're doing. Is coming from a coworker or from someone you hired, coming from a health matter or the pets, or paperwork in the mix. So, you know, jump in, dive in. Uranus is kind of like that lightning bolt. You got to jump in when it happens and go for it in the moment. And then when we look at this Virgo energy, this solar eclipse trigger date and the powerful kind of, you know, stuff that can happen with this, if it's going to happen, you know, for some of us and some of us it won't, but it will be this weekend, which is the 15th and 16th of August. And for Scorpio, this is, you know, definitely focusing in on either your aspirations and something original or inventive, or your something in that social realm, a friend, the group, the internet, astrology, a charity, a gathering, party, or event, or social networking, and it may be a little bit of several of those things. So, you know, Saturday the 15th is when you hear the information or you share the news or you send out the emails or pick up the phone or, you know, have the talk, the meeting, the offer, the proposal, the negotiation, make the sale, make the decision. It's very communication oriented with these aspirations or friends or groups or online and all of that. And then it's tied to something very powerful going on straight into your communication zone. Might be there's a short trip or something local you get involved with here. So if you do get invited to, you know, an event, a party, a gathering of some sort, or you do have some desire to connect online or through or about your group or your original stuff, this Saturday is extremely powerful. And then if you are going to be triggered by the eclipse trigger date from the eclipse that is going to happen next month in the middle of September, then you will feel that on Sunday when you're ready to, quote unquote, eclipse something out and put it behind you so that you start to really move in this powerful new direction or next level. For Sag. I'm going to take a drink. So, you know, have a cookie. I'll be right with you. All right. You Sagittarians. This week ahead, lots of potential in the higher-minded part of the chart, which rules so many things, but they all have that seed of expanding one's mind and one's horizon. So the list is this. It is about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. It's about educational pursuits, which can be teaching or getting certified or a degree or learning something. It's about travel and foreign and multicultural things, people at a distance. It's about anything legal, the law in general, or legal things you want to put in motion or sign. It's about weddings and ceremonies in general. It's about religion and politics. Quite a list, right? Well, you guys have it going on. This is one of your most powerful windows opening up starting on Friday the 14th with the new moon. Gives you 2 weeks to launch in any of those way, in any of those areas, in the name of love, in the name of creativity, in the name of fun, or what you want to do with the kids. So book the flight, you know, get back into school, or start teaching, or make it legal, wed, get into the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. I mean, really, the momentum is behind you guys. You want to work this big time. And on Saturday the 15th, you will be embracing that Venus retrograde moment. So this is an important day for you guys to either, you know, be embracing someone from the past or a situation from the past and reconnecting, or for, you know, at that turning point, ready to let go of somebody or something, or reworks, you know, whatever's going on in something current. And then on the 19th, on Wednesday, next Wednesday, you're going to have that excitement. And the excitement is coming right out of your fifth house, which rules true love, children, creative projects, and fun. So you guys really can't miss. You really need to trust whatever's going on in this week, but kind of jump in on these days specifically and work what you want, because there's a lot of momentum here. And then the energy in Virgo for you guys is focused in your career midheaven, focused with your major life goals, and focused with those authority, higher up type people that are either involved or that can help you in some way. So this weekend of the 15th, 16th is all focused there. And when we look at these goals or career or authority types, we're looking at your job, the work you're here doing, your health situations, the paperwork, your coworkers, what's going on with people you hire, and animals and environmental energy, and anything involving organizing or cleaning. So, you know, Saturday the 15th, it's all about who you talk to, the news or offers you hear, the meetings that happen, what you write, what you sign, what you sell. I mean, it's just an incredibly important communication day for these goals or the career or the authority figures involved. And it has this powerful transformational alignment with the potential for personal income or what's going on with your purchases or your possessions. So you definitely want to be in there talking about it or meeting or hearing about it on Saturday. And then if you are going to be triggered in advance on the triggered date to next month's solar eclipse, it'll happen on Sunday the 16th. And again, this would be quote-unquote eclipsing something out. So maybe you're, you know, ready to move into that new big thing when it comes to career or goals or reputation or fame or those authority figures involved. So watch for that and be very proactive this weekend, because it looks quite positive. For Capricorn, Leo. Wow, you guys. I mean, this is a powerful week, very powerful, very you know, definitely positive. You guys are kind of like, wow, steam engines or something bigger. What's bigger? I don't know. You guys are like, you're in the desert. You got a big old tank, man. You're coming down and you're kind of mowing things aside here. You got major financial power behind you in this week ahead. So this is a week to set things in motion, to deal with the past, cut away things that are slowing you down there. Go back and revise things, make sure they're right. Go in there and rework something, you know, that is still in play that you want to make better. And so you're looking at loans, investments, settlements, insurance, taxes, commissions, royalties, alimony, child support, inheritance, bankruptcy, partner's money, whatever the big financial thing is that you are listening to me going, yeah, I know what it is. This is definitely, you know, don't let it blow by. Be proactive. This is your 2-week window, starting with the new moon on Friday the 14th. Major help from the cosmos behind you to get the ball rolling. Saturday, you have that embrace with the past. So the women from the past or the income or the love situation from the past tied into this. And either letting go or reconnecting and reworking something. And then by Wednesday, the 19th, you get something really exciting, kind of locking into this financial side that ties in with real estate deals or moves or renovations or what's going on in your home or with family, parents, roommates, anything at that core root of the chart. Now, besides finances in this week, in this Leo part of the sky, this on a personal side is equally powerful. With giving you fresh starts and new directions and the next level out there with this new moon energy on Friday the 14th in your sex life. So you're ready for a brand new chapter, whether that's with someone you're currently involved with and you guys are just going to take things to that next level, or if there's somebody brand new on the horizon, or you're, you know, dealing with your own self and where you're evolving with this for yourself, this will help you take it there. It's about reproductive needs. So if you need to get in there and see someone or work on something here, definitely the time to do it. It can be about a birth. It can be about anything going on with mortality issues in your life. So if there's someone that, you know, you're helping structure that in life stuff with, you know, this is going to help you take that into the next chapter. It's about divorce for anybody that's, you know, facing that. This is your best 2 weeks to get in there and kind of launch forward, take it out there to where you need to. And so, it's powerful, right? And then when we look at the Virgo part of the sky for Capricorn, it's happening over this weekend, the 15th and 16th, and very positive and very transformative for you guys. I mean, extremely tied into your sign when it comes to the talks, the meetings, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, or the decisions that you can make starting on Saturday the 15th that involve legal contracts or agreements or decisions, anything with travel plans, anything with visitors from a distance or people at a distance, anything involving media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with educational pursuits, anything with weddings, religion, or politics. All of this, you know, whatever it is in your life that is calling you in one of those areas, you definitely want to be in there talking, hearing, fielding those, you know, offers and decisions over this weekend. Saturday starts the ball rolling. And if you are going to be triggered ahead of time with next month's eclipse here, it will happen on Sunday the 16th, which means at that point you're ready to eclipse out something and start the ball really rolling in this major powerful way that will take hold mid-September onward when it comes to the next level for legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. All right. For Aquarius, you know, this week focused on Leo themes, the love, the creative projects and potential, the kids, the fun. It's all in your relationship sector, Aquarius. So, you know, it's a week where you can get the momentum going with romantic partners, with business partners, with agents, with attorneys and specialists and clients, and even dealing with the competition. So Aquarians, you kind of want to hit the ground running starting on the 14th. Who do you need to connect with? You know, it's time. You have this 2-week window opening up, which is your most powerful of the whole year, to get in there with one of these key individuals and move forward with what you want when it comes to love, creative projects, kids, or fun. And, you know, on Saturday the 15th, you're going to have the embrace with the Venus retrograde, which means, you know, you'll be letting go of somebody or reconnecting with somebody or reworking something, and it'll be Venus retrograde theme. So here we have a female or a love opportunity or an income situation, and what's progressing with that. And then on Wednesday the 19th, we have the excitement. And for you guys, again, this is one of these relationship characters, your partner, your agent, your attorney, your client, your specialist, the competitor. And there's something positive and exciting coming through with a meeting or an offer or a talk or a sale or an agreement or an interview or, you know, a big decision or a proposal. Don't blow it if they're trying to surprise you with a proposal. But anyways, you know, really exciting. So if you need to talk or if you need to hear something, expect it by then. And then this Virgo energy for Aquarius is happening in this part of the sky that has to do with the big financial side of things or the sex life or the divorce or third party situations. So you guys are looking at what's going on with the job and how, you know, the insurance or the taxes or the, you know, commissions or the investments or whatever that big financial theme is, or you're looking at the health situation. Do you have the insurance taken care of there? Do you have, you know, your partner's money? How does that play in? What's going on with that? Does it have to do with divorce? Does it have to do with intimate reproductive needs? You know, whatever this is, you're going to kind of get down on it on this weekend, Saturday the 15th and 16th. So the 15th is when we see, you know, all the information coming in so you can meet or talk or make choices that should be profound and favorable in making transformations happen when it comes to what's going on behind the scenes, when it comes to the research you do, the romance, and the romantic tryst that you have, or the spiritual practices, or the artistic project that you're involved with, or the healing or hospitals that are tied into this. Something is, you know, going profoundly in a good way with the changes here when it comes to your intimate or sexual life, reproductive needs, divorce, or the big financial picture. And if you're going to be triggered by this in the month ahead with the solar eclipse, it'll happen on Sunday the 16th, at which point you'll see the potential to eclipse something out and put it behind you and start to move in a very powerful way forward that is better for you, that offers more in that financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third party arena. For Pisces, this new moon, well, not even new, let's talk about the Leo field altogether. For Pisces, you know, creativity, it's focused on your work in this week ahead in very powerful ways. The kids and what's going on with the work, the love and what's going on with the work that you're doing with that. Anything recreational tied into your job or the work you're here to do. Could also involve your coworkers or people you're hiring. Maybe you're hiring someone to help you figure out the love situation or some creative person to help you, you know, move forward. Forward, or somebody on the job, or to help you land a job, you know, all of this is in very powerful, positive forward motion. Also, for this part of the sky for Pisces, this can focus on health. So if it's not about work and all this, then you can definitely see progress with health, with the kids or with the lover or the or what you're doing creatively or for fun and making that a healthy thing for you guys. You might sign paperwork in this week ahead that's very positive and taking you to that next level. There might be someone that you're working with animals as well. So we're looking at new moon momentum starting on Friday the 14th. You have 2 weeks to really take things out to that next level. You're going to be embracing the Venus retrograde on Saturday the 15th. So expect to be either running into that person from the past that has an income or love or is a woman in the situation. You're either, you know, trying to reconnect with this person or letting this person go or revising, reworking something here so that it has better potential with the job, the health, the paperwork, the pets, the coworkers, the hired help moving forward. And then Wednesday the 19th, there is this exciting alignment, something good going on for you guys that ties in with personal income or a purchase or a gift or your possessions in the mix. So something nice going on there. When we look at the Virgo field, this is opposite your sign Pisces. So this is about relationships. So, you know, this is definitely, you've got a real strong crossover here because the Leo, the fun stuff is happening in the sixth house, which is what Virgo rules. So the fun stuff is kind of aimed at work and health and paperwork and all of that and coworkers. And then when we get into Virgo, which is about health and pets and coworkers and in your job and all that, it is going to be focused on key relationships. So this weekend, the 15th and 16th for Pisces, you definitely are going to either be hearing from or meeting or talking to or looking at agreements, making sales, writing, making big decisions. involving the partner, the agent, the clients, the specialist, the attorney, the competitor, you know. So Saturday is very powerful. There's something, you know, good that's going on here that is changing on a deep level. And it ties in either with your aspirations or something original and unique that's going on with you or, you know, about you with this person. It could be something powerful changing around your freedom in the mix. It could be about something going on that has a social side to it. So there could be, you know, something with a group activity or the group you're affiliated with or a charity or a party or event or gathering you attend or something going on online or with a friend. So, you know, whatever that is, I mean, maybe you're going to be invited to a party Saturday and you meet someone who becomes a romantic partner or wants to represent you, or maybe there's, you know, an event that you're planning on going to, you know, that you can see the combinations here. Definitely powerful, definitely positive. And then if you're going to be triggered ahead of time on this eclipse, it'll happen on Sunday the 16th at that point, ready to quote unquote eclipse something out so that you can move forward in this bold new way. With or without this key relationship. So whether you're eclipsing out a bad habit or an old outmoded way of looking at things or communicating so that you can have a good relationship with this romantic partner or your clients or your specialist or your representatives or your business partners, or you want to eclipse them out because you're over it and you're ready to move on to the next situation, you'll get that clue on Sunday. And whatever that is, if you are triggered, then know that, you know, mid-September onward, this is definitely going to be setting into motion. For Aries, new moon Leo energy in this week ahead, all about straight up for you guys. It is time to move to the next level or go into something brand new when it comes to your children or a child, when it comes to your love life or your lover, when it comes to your creative projects or creative interests, or when it comes to recreational pursuits. So we have new moon momentum that starts on Friday the 14th. Your best two-week window of the year opens up. You just want to position yourself out there, start to do whatever it is that starts to lead you towards what it is you want or towards what is evolving in your life right now. And then on Saturday, the 15th, we have that embrace with Venus retrograde. So this is about, you know, kind of running into the past or, you know, reconnecting or letting it go or reworking something tied to the past. Love, income, women, kids, fun, creativity, all tied into that for you guys. And then by Wednesday the 19th, exciting alignment coming right out of your sign, Aries. So, you know, there's something kind of spontaneous, surprising, exciting, awakening, aligned with you in a positive way on Wednesday the 19th that ties in, once again, love, kids, fun, creativity. When we look at the Virgo energy that is definitely going to be in focus over this weekend of the 15th, 16th, very powerful for you guys when it comes to your job, the work you're doing, the cleanup, the organization, the people you hire, the people you work with, any paperwork that needs to be signed, or anything going on with health or pets. So Saturday the 15th is when you can get in there and talk about it, hear news about it, hear an offer, sign agreements, make sales, write about it, make decisions, ask for it, you know, very powerfully tied to transforming things going on and reaching those goals or what's going on with the career or what's going on with authority type people like your boss, your parent, the judge, any of the mentor, whatever. And then if you're going to be triggered ahead of time, it'll happen on Sunday the 16th. And that, again, is time to eclipse out something from the past so that you can move forward into this bold new direction when it comes to your work, your health, the paperwork, the pets, the coworkers, the people you hire, organizing or cleanups. For Taurus, this Leo energy in the week ahead, the focus with that, obviously, it's, you know, about your creativity or fun or kids or love. And for Taurus, it's all focused on property and home and your core root. So you have major energy here to kind of move forward when it comes to any kind of creative projects you're doing at home with renovations, with moves, with real estate deals, with family, parents, roommates. You can move forward with the love playing out there. You can move forward with what's going on with kids there, or just having fun there. And so this new moon on the 14th is going to give you that 2-week window, major launch forward. You want to be proactive. Where do you want to take this? Show them what you got creatively or with the love or with the fun here and move towards it. On Saturday, the 15th, you're going to embrace Venus retrograde, which means that that's the moment when, you know, you're either in there with the past person, reconnecting with them or letting them go or reworking something. Could be a female at the middle of this, could be about love or income. But really tied to what's going on here in the home or with the real estate, the move, the renovations, the family. And then when we get to the 19th, the excitement going on here is that there is something here happening for you guys that is going on behind the scenes. Now, the excitement could just kind of be something random that happens that you weren't expecting. Again, all of whatever this is will be tied to, you know, home, real estate, renovations, moves, family, parents, roommates, and Venus retrograde in that mix. So going back over the income or female or love situation there. But whatever's happening here is happening behind the scenes. So we have something, you know, romantic, artistic, spiritual, healing, or research themed that is going to kind of come together for you on Wednesday. When we look at the Virgo part of the sky, this is all being amplified over this weekend on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th. This is focused on either the lover, the kids, the creativity, or the fun. So on Saturday, you're talking, you're hearing from someone, you're meeting, you're looking at agreements or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions. And something very powerful and transformative ties into this, which is either legal or wedding oriented, or has to do with a trip, or something in media, marketing, broadcasting, or something educational. So whatever it is you're hearing here, this looks like it has a lot of power behind it. And, you know, you want to put your efforts in here to take this to the next level. And if you are going to be triggered by this solar eclipse that happens mid-September, it will happen on Sunday the 16th. And again, ready to eclipse out something to move to that next level when it comes to your creative potential, what's going on with the kids, the lover, or the fun. And again, these are Virgo themes, so tied in with the job or the health situation or the paperwork. So say yes to that. For Gemini, the Leo part of the sky is your communication zone, and it's also what goes on locally or with short trips. It can involve brothers, sisters, neighbors. It can involve vehicles and electronics. And when we talk about communication, it's, you know, it's your ideas you have. It's the talks and meetings you have. It's negotiations, agreements you sign, offers that come through, sales that are happening, what you write, and your big decisions. I mean, that's a lot, Gemini, and there's a lot of focus in this, in all of those areas. I'm sure it'll just be a few for you, you know, whatever kind of catches you and all of that. But you have new moon momentum kicking in on the 14th. So in those talks and offers and the news you're hearing and the decisions you're making, you know, this is Leo focused. So it is about creative potential or something going on with love opening up or something going on with kids or having fun. So you want to be proactive starting on the 14th. You have 2 whole weeks, best window of the year to take things to that next level or to, you know, go into something brand new. So do you need to ask for it? Do you need to say it? Do you need to write it or propose it or interview about it or audition? You know, communicate. And if there's a way to involve the brothers, the sisters, the neighbors, if there's a short trip you can take that makes it happen, if there's something local you can get involved with, if you need to get a vehicle to do it or the electronics, the computer, whatever, you know, do it, because this is powerful energy that can move you forward. You will be on Saturday the 15th embracing the Venus retrograde there. So you can expect that you're either, you know, in there with the woman from the past or the income or love situation from the past. You're either, you know, reconnecting or you're letting something go here or you're revising it and reworking it. And then by Wednesday the 19th, the excitement factor is coming in via you know, something in that social realm. So something really great can be happening here on Wednesday that is with a friend, a group, online, with astrology, with charities, with social networking, with parties, events, and gatherings. It can also really be something about your personal aspirations, your inventions or original ideas, or even your freedom. So, you know, you'll be hearing something or talking about something or meeting somebody, and it should be exciting. It should go well. It should help you break free or out of ruts if you need to. The Virgo theme for this weekend of Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th, a lot of focus here on your home or on what's going on with renovations, moves, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates, anything at that core of your chart. So Saturday the 15th, powerful talks or meetings, offers, decisions, agreements, sales, writing, you know, it's communication oriented. Might bring in the siblings, the neighbors. And so you're focusing here what's going on in the home or with the move, the renovation. And the powerful side of this is that there's something that can go deeper and change in a positive way. There could be a positive financial side to what goes on. There could be something intimate happening, you know, that's good. There could be something tied to the divorce. Maybe you're trying to wrangle who gets, you know, who lives where, who gets the property. You know, so something there is going well. And if you're going to be triggered by the solar eclipse, it'll happen on the 16th. And at that point, you'll see, you know, pretty clearly that it's time to eclipse out something and you're ready now to move into this next level or, you know, something brand new when it comes to home, real estate, renovations, moves, parents, family, roommates, your security needs, and what's going on. For Cancer, this Leo energy for you guys in this week ahead, really important week for you guys when it comes to making money, when it comes to your possessions, when it comes to your purchases, when it comes to being valued. And so we have new moon momentum here starting on the 14th. Friday the 14th, you have 2-week window, your best of the entire year to take that income potential or the what you're doing with possessions or purchases to the next level or to start something brand new. You know, this is Leo, so you're bringing your creativity to what you do to make money or with your possessions or purchases, or you're bringing the sense of fun, or you're bringing love, or you're focusing on kids here. And, you know, so on Saturday the 15th, you embrace the Venus retrograde in all of that. So there's either a woman from the past involved, or there's some past income potential there, or some past love figure there. So you're looking at, you know, at that point, are you reconnecting with this person over this new potential, or are you releasing this person, or are you reworking something? Well, I shouldn't just say person, this situation or person, or are you, you know, reworking something there? And then by Wednesday the 19th, we have the excitement there for Cancer. This is, again, you know, you've got income, possessions, purchases, but now the excitement comes through reaching a goal or the goal or opening up before you or your reputation or fame or something going on with your career momentum or something involving a higher up authority type person like a boss, a judge, a mentor, a parent. Something is nicely flowing there for you guys. And then when we look at Virgo energy that will be, you know, majorly happening over this weekend, this Saturday the 15th, Sunday the 16th. You know, this is in the I couldn't even say it, and I'm a Cancer. It's in the communication part of your chart, okay? So, you know, it's a really important weekend to hear news that's important for you, to get into talks, to meet with others, to write, to interview, to audition, to sign agreements, make sales, ask for something, or make decisions. And, you know, it ties in on Saturday the 15th very powerfully and deeply and transformative. Oh, man. When it comes to a one key relationship, so you'll be connecting with this with a romantic partner, a business partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, an expert, a client, a competitor, whatever it is, there's potential here for massive change and transformation through what you say or talk or decide on. And then if you are going to be triggered in advance to next month's solar eclipse, it will happen on Sunday the 16th. And at this point, you're ready to eclipse out the old way of thinking about it or the decision or the agreement or the talk or the meeting or the negotiation or the sale or the offer, interview, Decision. I think I said that. You're ready to eclipse something out there and now move into that bold new direction. And you'll know if you're one of the ones that are going to be triggered by this, because some powerful things will be said or decided. And wow, we did it. It's 8:59. I can't even believe it. We got through the whole show that quickly. So, you know, big focus, two major areas. You guys go out there and take no prisoners. It's new moon territory. We want to go for it and work with the universe in this potential to make changes with our life right now. And it's Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, same time. That will be August 20th, 8 o'clock here, or Eastern time. And if you guys want to find me, talk to me, I'm always on Facebook. So you can find me at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I hope it's a great one. I'll catch you guys next week, same time.